A while back when I was visiting one of our classes at the school, I had some specific things that I wanted to talk about. But when I was finished, we had just a few minutes left, so I asked if the kids had any questions of their own. And finally, one of them asked, "Father, if Jesus came to save us from sin and death, then why do we still sin? And why do we still die?" Just then the bell rang. Wow, look at the time. Sarah, you guys got to get to the next class. You know, one can't help but see the irony of a bell saving me from addressing the apparent contradiction of Christ not saving us. But weren't the kids onto something? When Noah and his family were saved from the flood, it means that the flood didn't kill them. But even though I'm supposedly saved by baptism from sin and death, I must not have received the memo, because sin still gets me. And unless something amazing happens, death will get me too. So that question, "Father, if Jesus came to save us from sin and death, then why do we still sin? And why do we still die?" Anyone want to pull the fire alarm right now? Just kidding. It's not unreasonable to question whether Jesus really saves us from sin and death, because sin and death are still present. But I think here's the piece that we miss. When Noah was saved from the flood, it doesn't mean that the flood didn't happen. It just means that the flood didn't destroy them. And I think that says something about the salvation that comes from Jesus. God didn't promise that I would be without sin, much less without death. He just promised that they wouldn't destroy me. Now, you could push back and say, no, actually, he did say that we wouldn't die. John 11, "Whoever believes in me will never die." John 6, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood will never die." So am I saved or not? But Jesus is not talking about our physical death. That body will die, but it will rise and live. St. Thérèse of Lisieux, at the end of her life, said, "I'm not dying, I'm entering into life." The ark didn't make the flood go away any more than the bell answered my question. Sin and death are still a part of life, but the salvation of Jesus means that they are not the end.